Good morning, Davis Tooling. This is Marcia.
Hi, Marcia. Is Don in today?
Yes, he is. May I tell him who's calling?
Yeah, it's Pete with the Bank of Cardiff.
I'm sorry, what company are you with, Pete?
Bank of Cardiff, CARDIFF.
Okay, hold just a moment, please.
Yeah, no problem.
Pete, I'm sorry, he's not available to take your call at the moment. Can I give him a message for you?
Yeah, you could tell him Pete called and take my number down real quick.
Okay.
858-779-0423. Does Don have an email? Maybe I can leave him real quick and send him a note.
You're welcome to send it to my email address.
That works perfectly.
Okay.
That sounds. Okay. Accounting?
At davis-tooling.net. Okay. All right, so if you'll just email that to me, then I'll give that to him.
Perfect. Is there a better time when Don's, like, more available, typically, on a usual business day, where I can call back and maybe get him on the line?
He's been so busy lately.
Really? How's business been over there?
Well, it's going better. It's picking up. There's been a project that he worked on probably longer than maybe necessary, but or it took longer than and it sort of put everything behind, and he's trying to catch up now.
Do you know if Don's been talking about maybe bringing on some new equipment? What kind of tools do you make over there at Davis Tooling?
Well, he does custom tooling.
So you're using CNC machines or I specialize in equipment financing over here, so I deal with a lot of machine shops, a lot of tooling, and most of them are actually not doing very well and not very busy, so it's good news for you guys.
Like I was saying, that one job kind of put us behind, and he's trying to catch up.
I see you.
Yeah. But anyway, if you'll send that to me, Pete.
I'll send that to him. Yeah, it sounds like, we can help you guys out. I know we can generally free up about 10 to 15% of your top-line revenue as unsecured cash, and you guys can do whatever you want with that. You want a payroll, equipment. You need, just a bridge loan. If it's, like you said, it's like he kind of wasted a little time with that one project. If, you need something to keep you afloat for a month or two. I know, I deal with a lot of construction companies that have contracts that, they just need to operate for the time being until they get paid. So, yeah, I'm going to pass some info to you, but it sounds like we can really help you out here. And maybe I'll give you guys a call back on, next week, maybe around the same time, and try and catch Don, see how things are going.
Okay.
All right, sounds good, Marcia. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.